ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं This one, this verse, you can say, Namami Bhagavat Padam Shankaram Loka Shankaram. That's correct. Namami Bhagavat Pada. Okay, tip. Shankaram Loka Shankaram. Both ways of saying it. So, we're in third chapter. So, we saw last class, Krishna explained why karma should be performed. It's a big, long narration of the reasons for one to be a performer of karma. In the context, Krishna said, he talked about a wise person, jnani. He said, yahatu atmaratihi atmatruptaha atmanyeva santushtaha tasya karyam navidyate. Very simple, isn't it? Who does not have something to do? Who is the one who doesn't have, something has to be done for him? Only a wise person. And who is the, why wise person doesn't need to do anything? Because a wise person is the one who revels in fullness. Unless and until one revels in fullness, there is no way of one, you know, recurring not to do anything. Isn't it? So, tasya eva karyam na vidyate. Only for him nothing needs to be done, Arjuna. Because he is atma triptaha, atma ratihi, atma neva santushtaha. He is happy with himself, he is satisfied with himself. And he is happy with himself means what? For him, happiness and the self are not two different things. For him, the very self is happiness. That's why he revels in fullness. For him, nothing needs to be accomplished. Even he doesn't need to do anything. But still, and in that context he said, you are not a wise person to remain without doing any action. Only for a wise person does not need to do anything. But in the context he also said, but even wise people are active. In the context he mentioned how even people being very responsible, highly active, still how they are performing karma, always wise people also are active. Why? Wise people also have the physical body, because as long as prarabdha is there, wise people are alive, isn't it? Wise people are not dead even after wisdom. Before wisdom they are in the body, after wisdom all they continue to be in the body, and still there will be thoughts. There is no desire, binding desire is not there, but thoughts come and they do activities, always keeping in mind the well-being of the society. Loka sangraham sampashyan kurvanti. So you also have to do what? Thinking of the well-being of society around, you have to do the karma. Then he also said, not only that, always any great person has a greater responsibility of playing a proper role model. Because not being a proper role model, it's not enough if you're simply a wise person also. Because somewhere you may not need to do anything for your happiness, because you're all reveling in happiness. But you also have, by playing a role model, by playing a role model alone, you are setting a right example that others can follow what you're doing. So if you don't do sometimes, you may be misguiding other people. Unknowingly, you'll be misguiding why other people. How people cannot see why you are not doing. People cannot see that you are reveling in fullness. People cannot see that you are a wise person. People cannot see that you don't have any needs. You are emotionally independent. But they only see your physical behavior, that you are not doing anything. So they will take you for example, and then they will behave the way you behave. And thereby it will lead to what? Social disorder. You would be unknowingly contributing for social disorder, social calamities, if crisis, if you do not set an example. Okay, it is not enough if you are very goody-goody wise and all that. You also remember how you may have an impact on other people. Isn't it? It's very important. So, that's what he said, Yadya Dach. Where did he leave? First class? And the corner he said that even I am doing the actions, no? I am doing the actions. If I do not do actions, what will happen? Krishna said, Bhagavan has law and order always is active only, isn't it? Imagine if 1 second the sun goes on strike, moon goes on strike, the wind goes on strike, what will happen to the earth? Isn't it? Therefore, all the planets have to be functioning properly, moving in their orbits, so that every order is, now everything is kept in proper order and condition. Otherwise, it will, all the worlds will perish. And then, so Krishna says, if I did not do, then these worlds will perish, then I would have killed, I would have been responsible for the destruction of all these beings also. Isn't it? So Krishna says himself now, he talking about other wise people. He came to himself. He used himself as an example. There's nothing which has to be attained by me. Nothing which has not been attained by me. Anavaptam nasti. Avaptavyam nasti. Varte evacha karmani. But still I continue to do karma. You know, yadi yaham na varteyam jato atandritaha karmani. If I have not been working, doing things, you know, continuously, with it, you know, the order never fails. Then what would have happened? Ime lokaha utsi dehihu. All these worlds will perish. And then aham imaha prajaha upahanyam. Definitely, I would have been responsible for the destruction of all these people also, beings also, all the beings. So Krishna really very emphasizes the seriousness of, you know, the being active, importance of being active. Is it clear now? A wise person need not do, but even then, he doesn't require to do, but still wise person also has to do, because he has a greater responsibility of playing a role model, being setting an example for others, not misguiding others. Even if you don't have intention of guiding others, but still you will be, unknowingly, you will be responsible for the wrong guidance for the people. Is it clear now? Utsi deyu. I think we have to go to that. Huh? Yeah. Oh, reading is okay.
Sakta karmanya vidvamso.
Yatha
kurvanti
Bharata. Yatha kurvanti Bharata.
Kuryad vidvams tatha sakta.
Kuryad vidvams tatha sakta.
Chikirshulloka
sangraham. Chikirshulloka sangraham.
So, avidvamsaha yatha karma kurvanti. Avidvamsaha, first, see the first line. Avidvamsaha karma kurvanti. Look at this. Anybody performs actions. No? An ignorant person performs actions. Wise person also performs actions. Isn't it? A karmi performs actions. A karma yogi also performs actions. Karma yogi is ignorant. A sannyasi also is, understand now, a sannyasi performs actions, a karma yogi performs actions, karmi also performs actions. What is the difference here? A karmi is the one who does not have purushartha nischaya. Understand, for whom artha kamas become the ultimate ends. Therefore, one who does not know the value of dharma also. You know, being ethical or being unethical, he performs actions. And he is so attached to the karma phalam. He is a karmi. Understand now? And he goes against dharma, means he doesn't use the buddhi, that's why he is called karmi. Karmi, a ignorant person is a karmi, performs actions. A karma yogi also performs action with the purusharta nischaya, with having knowledge as the ultimate goal, and for antakarna shuddhi and aishchalyam, with the so commitment, with the very conscious of dharma, he does all whatever he does with Isharpana buddhihi, but still he performs karma also. A sannyasi, who is still living a life of contemplation also, or who is still is involved in activities of sharing the knowledge and all that. Isn't it? Sannyasi also performs actions. What about the wise person? Wise person also should be doing karma. Wise person need not do karma, but wise person also should be doing the karma. Need not do, but he should be doing. See, wise person, does he need to do karma? No. Karma yogi needs to do karma. A sannyasi needs to do certain things, not everything. Isn't it? But what a sannyasi needs to do is different. What a karma yogi needs to do is different, but they both have certain things to do. A karmi also needs to do. But a sannyani need not do, does not need to do, but still he should be doing. That's the difference. Is it clear now? Having the need to do and not having the need to do also, he should be doing. How he should be doing? He says, avidvamsaha karma kurvanti. When the ignorant people are performing actions, they are so attached to the karma phalam, they are so ambitious. And with so much of fervor and attachment, involvement, they do the karma. They're very active. Isn't it? So, like yatha, avidvamsaha kurma kurvanti, with a great attachment, saktaha, karmani saktaha, being attached to the karma, with highly ambitious, but result oriented, and then they are performing karma with great interest and involvement and attachment. Yatha kurvanti he bharata, tatha, the same way vidwan also karma kuryat. Vidwam saha, the same way wise people also should be doing karma. But how? Without attachment. Asaktaha karma kuryat. That's what we saw last class. And why he should do? Loka sangraham chikirshuhu. Tatha, similarly, the vidwan, the wise person, should do karma. How? Loka sangraham chikirshuhu. Being desirous of doing good for the society, for the people around, he should also be doing karma. Loka sangraham chikirshuhu vidwan tatha karma kuryat. With the same interest, the same ambition, the same interest, vidwan also karma kuryat. Vidwan should do karma. Which vidwan? Loka sangraham chikirshuhu vidwan. The vidwan who is desirous of doing good for society also should be working with the same fervor. Isn't it? Like the ajnani. But only difference is what? Without attachment. Saktaha. Karmani. So saktaha means being attached, being interested. Karmani saktaha. See, being attached to karma means what? Being attached to karma means being dependent on karma phalam for their well-being, for their happiness, with expectation of fruits, etc. Karmani saktaha. Asya karmanaha. See, Shankara explains. Saktaha karmani. This is the original text. And what Shankara says, asya karmanaha phalam mama bhavishyati. Okay. Asya karmanaha phalam mama bhavishyati. Asya phalam mama bhavishyati. The fruit of this action, I'm going to gain the fruit of this action. I'm going to get this fruit of this action. The very thought is very encouraging for them. Isn't it? Inspiring, encouraging for the people. I'm going to get this fruit. I'm going to enjoy the fruit of this action. That very thinking, very faith is what for them? Very encouraging. So, asya karmanaha phalam mama bhavishyati, with the thinking, kechite, கேச்சித் மீன்ஸ் சம் பீப்புள் ஹூ அவித்வாம்சஹ அவித்வாம்சஹ த இக்னோரன்ட் பீப்புள் ஓகே சிம்பிள் இக்னோரன்ட் பீப்புள் யதா குர்வந்தி பாரத ஹே பாரத ஹே அர்ஜுனா யத் ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் சம் இக்னோரன்ட் பீப்புள் சிம்பிள் பீப்புள் பர்ஃபார்ம் கர்ம you know with lot of interest highly ambitious thinking what I am going to gain the fruit of this action isn't it with so much of attachment to the fruit of action they perform karma isn't it the same way he says kuryat you know
kuryat
vidwan atma vit அசக்தா சன்ன ஓகே சாரி வித்வான் ஆத்மவித் ததா ஆத்மவித் வித்வான் ஹி சேஸ் நவ் குரியாத் வித்வான் இஸ் த டெக்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் ஃப்ரம் த டெக்ஸ்ட் குரியா வித்வான் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆத்மவித் ஒன் ஹூ நோஸ் த செல்ஃப் One who knows the self also, Atma, Vidwan is equal to Atmavit. Atmavit Kuriyat, Vidwan Kuriyat. May the wise person also perform actions. How? Tatha, the same way. So, he says, Kuriyat Vidwan Tatha Asaktaha. So, Vidwan, this Atmavit, Vidwan, Kuriya tatha asaktaha. The same way the wise person also should do the karma, isn't it? But asaktaha, without being attached. Tadvate kimartham karoti. See, tadvat kimartham karoti. Why should a wise person perform karma? He doesn't need to perform karma. Why should he perform? Kimartham karma karoti. Why should he do? He says, Tachrunu. Come on. Shankara says, Chikirshuhu. Say no? Chikirshuhu means one who is desirous of doing. One who wants to do. Chikirshuhu. I told you that day, no? Chikirsha is a desiderative word in Sanskritam. Chikirsha means kartum iccha chikirsha. Jnatum iccha jignyasa. Vetum iccha vividisha. Moktum iccha muksha. Bhoktum iccha bhuksha. You know that? We have many desideratives like this. And here, one who is desirous of, when you say, make it an adjective, isn't it? Desire for doing is called chikirsha. But being desirous of doing is called chikirshuhu, is the person adjective here. So the chikirshuhu, kartum ichuhu. Shankara explains, chikirshuhu means what? Kartum ichuhu. He must have known, definitely my bhasha will be studied by people who have some Sanskrit knowledge. No? But he thinks, he makes it so simple. Kartum ichuhu. Say now. Kartum ichuhu. Kartum ichuhu means what? One who wants to do. Ichuhu means one, the desires of, one whose desires is ichu. And then, Loka Sangraham. See, Loka Sangraha means, no, maintaining the order of the universe is called Loka Sangraha. Well-being of the society, well-being of the people around, well-being of the world around is called Loka Sangraha. Isn't it? Loka Sangraham Chikirshuhu. Isn't it? Sangraha. Samyak Grahanam. Isn't it? Sangraha. No, for the one who is wanting to do, being desirous of doing something good for society, the wise person does not need to do anything for his fulfillment or happiness. Because all day person who revels in fullness, isn't it? So the karma phalam is not going to improve his happiness. Karma phalam is not going to reduce his happiness also. He's already person of happiness. He's already revels in fullness. He doesn't need to do anything. But still, vidwan, yuktaha, no, asaktaha, tatha, karma kuryat, kimartam karma kuryat, why should he do? Loka sangraham chikirshu. Being desirous of the well-being of society, may he perform the karma. He should perform the karma. So why he is talking about now, even a jnani has to do for the well-being of society, Arjuna. First he said, you are not a wise person, you have to do. And now he is saying, even if you think you are a wise person, you can't help, because now first he said you had to play role model, you had to be active. He said that. Now, okay. Evam Lokasangraham Chikirshoho Na Mama Atma Vidaha Kartavyam Asti. Anyasya Va Lokasangraham Muktva Tataha Tasya Atma Vidaha Idam Upadishyate. Okay. Krishna is teaching the Arjuna now. See, look at this, what he says. Lokasangraham Chikirshoho Mama Atma Vidaha Kartavyam Na Asti. Okay? For me, I am Atma Vidaha. I know the self. I am reveling in fullness. I am happiness myself. I don't need to accomplish anything in my life. So I don't need to do anything. This is on my think. And not only that, he may think, why Anyasyava Lokasangraham Muktva? Anyasya, come on, Lokasangraham Muktva means what? You know, being free, you know, you give up Lokasangraham, you don't need to do Lokasangraham also because already free. Muktva, he's saying now here, Tataha, Tasya Atma Vidaha Idam Upadishyate. Okay, I don't need to really do anything. Isn't it? Muktva, being free, Lokasangraham also is need not be done. Lokasangraham, even for the well-being of society, I need not do any karma at all. Isn't it? If a person says, and not only that, such a person may also do what? May set a strong example for others. What is the example? He says, Jnanam liberates. Knowledge frees you from bondage. Karma will keep you bound. Understand? So you go and tell a person who is not very simple, very ordinary, who is very still gross-minded, who has had to live his life properly, to become ripe, to become mature, to become subtle, to appreciate the subtle, to develop cognitive skills, thereby to understand the abstract subtle facts revealed in the Shastram, one has to live one's life properly. Isn't it? So if you go and tell, come on, I am an Atmavid, I don't need to do anything, I don't need to do any karma at all, you also attend Jnanam, give up every karma, all the karma, go for, become sannyasi, go and attend Jnanam. No. Krishna is very conscious. Krishna is teaching, come on, don't do any wrong teaching. And I said, no, don't advise people, to give wrong advice to people. He says, now, is it clear now what I'm saying? Say, it's always very important. See, it is natural for people are not fools, okay? Any human being, no human being is considered inferior here. Every being is very significant. Every human mind is very significant. Every human being is very, very important and significant. But everyone has one's own, no? The cognitive skills of people differ from person to person. We can't help. Isn't it? So, if people are in the process of maturing and becoming mature and being able to appreciate, understand, isn't it? Becoming wise and all that. But no life is considered inferior or ordinary. See, people are very simple and very naive and so attached to karma and they're not mature enough, then we should not misguide them. They had to be involved in activities. They had to be only taught the importance of dharma, value of living a life of values. They had to be made to act. They had to be active. Isn't it? They have been made inactive by wrong teaching. So Krishna says, don't go and confuse people talking about how knowledge is freedom, karma is binding. Isn't it? Amazing. Who said, what is that we teach which is missing in the Bhagavad Gita? Nothing. Isn't it? For the whole life it is proper guidance. Amazing guide this is. Na buddhi bhedam janayet. Ajnanam, ajnanam, karma sanginam,
Joshayet, Joshayet, Sarva Karmani, Vidvan, Vidvan,
Yukta Samacharan.
Vidvan Yukta Samacharan, Vidvan Yukta Samacharan. So, how should a wise person do the karma? He should not be sitting. A wise person should not be sitting without doing any activities. He does not need to do, but he should be doing for the society, well-being of society. Not for his fullness. He is a man of accomplishment. But still, as long as he is alive, he is able to do, he should be contributing for the well-being of others. In that context, he says, Ajnanam Karma Sanginam. The two words, adjectives for people, Karma Sangi and Ajnani. Ajnaha means ignorant people, ignorant person. Ajnanam for those people who are ignorant and naive, innocent. And they are also highly attached to karma and karma phalam, because for them, every time they do, the very fervor, very encouragement, very inspiration is only when they think of the fruit they are going to gain as a result of that karma, isn't it? So that they are called karma sanginaha. Karma Sanginaha means those who are attached to the karma and karma phalam, and those who are still ignorant, Ajnanam Karma Sanginam. For such people, Buddhi Vedam Na Janayet. Don't confuse their buddhi, their thinking, their understanding. What they do? Let me do this karma, let me get this fruit, let me do that, let me attain this, let me accomplish this, let me achieve this time, like that. They plan, they work hard, they achieve things slowly, gradually they progress in terms of artha kama pursuits. Such people are ajnaha karma sanginaha. Ajnaha, they are ignorant, they are also highly attached to karma, isn't it? Karma phalam also. Such people, don't go and stop them. Don't go and tell them, come on, don't pursue this. Don't do karma. Don't be materialistic. Wrong teaching again, I tell you. Don't be materialistic. Be very spiritual. Being spiritual does not mean you should not be materialistic. Okay? Being materialistic, materialistic people may not be spiritual. But spiritual people doesn't mean you should be materialistic. Means what? Now you know what is attachment, you know. If you are dependent on any artha kama dharma for happiness, you are materialistic. Understand? At least spiritual person is wrong teaching. Sometimes people feel very, very upset. Oh, if I had to be spiritual means I should not be materialistic. And being they think if you pursue artha kama, they think they are materialistic. That's not true. Isn't it? You pursue artha or kama because they are needed. But must be in conformity with dharma. Isn't it? But they should become ultimate ends. Moksha should be being ultimate end, must be very clear. Then there is no being materialistic. They are spiritual. Understand how? They are all spiritual only. Any spiritual person also needs to be materialistic. Means what? Needs to pursue material things, artha kamas, but in conformity with dharma, for moksha, then that is a proper life, isn't it? That person is a spiritual person. So here he says, Ajnanam Karma Sanginam Buddhi Bedam Na Janayet. Don't go and create confusion in their buddhi, in their minds. They're okay. Leave them. Let them do. Isn't it? Not only that, he says, Vidwan. Yuktaha Vidwan, you know, this person, Yuktaha means what? The one who is integrated, one who is such a person, Samachan, himself doing the activities. This wise person, himself performing activities, playing a role model, setting an example, Joshayet Sarva Karmani, may he involve other people also, in their own, in the activities, in keeping with their cognitive skills, in keeping with their skills and efficiencies and proficiencies, in keeping with their capacity to contribute. Isn't it? So, he has to help form the streams and to contribute, isn't it? The teamwork. So, he must be the better team manager, isn't it? Bhagavan, a wise person can play an excellent team manager's
team manager. What he says here, Vidwan Joshayet Sarva Karmani means what? Joshayet means may he involve them in the activities which they can do well, through which they can contribute their share for the well-being of society. Isn't it? Involve everybody. Make everybody do. Make contribute. That is how make the person feel respected. Make the person feel respected and make the person do. Make the person feel honored. Make the person feel that the importance of how the importance of his contribution, in terms of whatever he or she can do. That is what is Joshanam. No? Joshanam, isn't it? Joshanam is what? Joshayati, Joshayet means what? May he involve. May he have them in the work, what? In all the activities. Sarva karmani means sarveshu karmasu vidwan yuktaha vidwan samacharan swayam doing, himself doing. If I simply command, you do this, you do this, they won't do. Himself doing, herself doing, he may involve other people also and see the potentialities of the person, what potential the person has, what skills the person has, what the person can contribute. In keeping with the person's talents and skills and potentialities, make other people also involve and make them do. Involve them, thereby contribute. Isn't it? So this is what a wise person should be. I don't need to do anything because I'm a person of fullness. I don't need anything. Muktva, being free. What is there for me to do? I'm free. Is the whole world go to hell? No. No, that business is not there. See, look at this. This is Bhagavad Gita which is teaching. It never says, of course you work for, because when you are sinking yourself, how can you uplift others? So be conscious of your moksha. Take care of yourself. Be intelligently, isn't it, selfish. Don't be foolishly selfish. Be intelligently selfish. Think of your moksha. Think of your happiness. Place yourself first. No problem. Shastram teaches the entire thing. Place yourself first. Understand? I'm not saying don't think about yourself, think of others. No. Think of yourself first. Yourself means what? Think of your happiness. Think of where your happiness is. Think of your fullness. You understand. Work hard. Study. Live a clean life. Live a life of karma yoga. Then being a karma yogi, you can be good to others. See, being a karma yogi itself, you can be a better leader. Understand now, being a sannyasi also you can be a leader still. You as a wise person you can be an excellent leader. Still you are doing yourself, you are always making others also do. And there not only you are happiness, you are also contributing for the joy of others. You are peace yourself, not peaceful. You are peace yourself, you are unknowingly, effortlessly contributing for others' well-being and peace also. Isn't it? We don't believe in peace making and all those things. Really, understand? The very thing, there's no real peace outside. Unless you really understand this. You know? Otherwise, so this is what he says. Vidwan yuktaha samacharan. Isn't it? Sarva karmani joshayet. Okay, look at this next verse. We'll have to read the Bhashanu. Buddhehe.
Buddhehe.
Bhedaha.
Bhedaha.
Buddhi Vedaha,
Buddhi Vedaha,
Maya,
Maya,
Idam Kartavyam,
Idam Kartavyam,
Bhoktavyam,
Bhoktavyam,
Cha,
Asya Karmanaha,
Asya Karmanaha,
Phalam,
Phalam,
Iti,
Nischitarupayaha,
Nischitarupayaha,
Buddhehe,
Buddhehe,
Bhedanam,
Bhedanam,
Chalanam,
Chalanam,
Buddhi Vedaha.
Buddhi.
Now first to Shankara explains what is Buddhi Vedaha. What is confusing others' minds? Okay? Somebody thinks, he says, Maya idam kartavyam. This has to be done by me. This has to be enjoyed by me. This is what the fruit of this action I'm expecting. with that they're so decisive, so firm. This is the fruit I'm going to gain as a result of this karma. So this has to be enjoyed by me. This I want to enjoy. This I want to do. With being decisive, when they do things and then going and confusing them. Chalana means what? Shaking their decision. They're okay. So going and confusing them is called buddhi bedaha. Understand now? Causing confusion in their minds. Tam na janayet means what? Tam buddhi bedam na janayet. May one not cause confusion. Na janayet, Shankara explains, na utpadayet. Say now.
Na janayet.
What's the meaning he gives? Na utpadayet.
Ajnanam.
Avivekinam. Shankara explains, for ajnanam, he gives the meaning avivekinam. Indiscriminate people means what? People who do not have purushartha nischayaha, who do not know moksha is the ultimate end, for whom knowledge is moksha, who do not understand knowledge and moksha being identical. And for such people, what happens now? Artha kama, which serve as relative ends, which serve as means for accomplishing moksha, they become the ultimate ends. Then what happens? Such people are indiscriminate people, isn't it? Indiscriminate people, ajnaha. And karma sanginam, they are so attached to karma. He says, karmani. Asaktanam. Karmani asaktaha means what? Same meaning. Karma sanghi means karmani asaktaha. Karmani asaktanam, those who are, attached to karma. That means they are so much attached to karma, means they know I am doing this for this phalam. That is the very thing, really inspiration for them to do. What is it which really encourages a person to do something? Isn't it? The interest in doing itself is possible only when you think of what you're going to gain. Isn't it? Such people. Asangavatam. Say asangavatam.
Asangavatam.
So asangavatam means asaktanam. Isn't it? Those are very attached to karma. For such people, this may not cause any confusion. Kintu, instead of going and confusing them, how do you confuse? Come on, why are you doing so much of work? Why are you so attached to karma? Don't do karma. You know what? Karma will always keep you bound. You can never help you attain moksha. You know, where is moksha? Moksha is happiness. You know, what is happiness? It's your very self. You have to recognize it. Go for meditation classes. Attend self-realization programs. That's another conclusion. Attend some meditation class and self-realization programs. Don't do any karma. Okay? If they did this, what is exactly what is confusing? And, Hachit, don't do all those things. He says, Kintu, say no?
Kintu.
But, whereas, what else should you do now? Not only should not confuse, you should be doing yourself so that you can make others do also. Kuryat. Look at this. Kuryat is a word, ashir. It's a ling. You know that? Kuryat. Karotu means let him do. Kuryat means a mood. Isn't it now? Now it's called, we say, it is a potential mood. When you say kuryat, should, may one do, one must do, one should do. Karotu means let do. Let the person do. Let him do. Karotu. That is different. Kuryat, may one do, one must do, one should do, one ought to do. It's a potential one. Kuryat. See, look at the way, verb they are using. How? Joshayet. Say no?
Joshayet
means what? Karayet. So may one make others do. Swayam kuryat anyan karayet. Now, karayet means what? Causative of kuryat. isn't it? May one should do, may thereby may make others do. Understand now? So look at this. Bhagavad Gita is excellent administration, teaching everything. How you should make others do. How to make others do their work properly. You have a target, and to get the target, you know, to reach the target, to accomplish the target, it is not that you can't do everything by yourself. You have to make everybody can't do, contribute, isn't it? How? You know, it depends upon how you handle their minds. You're not seeing only the physical bodies who come with some weight. Okay, every person in the team is what? With one mind, funny mind, with their own background, isn't it? And you had to handle all the minds. Minds have to be dealt with here. And not only that, so to make them all do, you know, you should know how to keep them in good humor, without going against dharma. Isn't it? Being, following without compromising with the life of values. Values, how to make them do. You should make them do. A wise person can do that. And not only that, it involves a lot of things. Knowing their potentialities, knowing their skills, knowing how much they can do, what they can do, where they can do, how, no, everything. Knowing that, yet trying to extract what they can contribute, making them contribute, all their potentials have to be brought out, for which you have to be encouraging person, isn't it? For which swayam kuriyat. Anyan joshayet. Make others do. So make karayati, karoti, karayati. Causative verb. So what is the potential mode? Karayet. Isn't it? Kuriya swayam kuriyat anyan karayet. Karoti karayeti kuriyat karayet. Make others do. What is that? Sarva karvani. Everything. There's nothing, isn't it? Everything can be, one can do anything. He can make others also do anything. Isn't it? Vidwan swayam.
Swayam
vidwan. Tad eva. Swayam vidwan swayam kuriyat anyan karayet. Then tadeva avidusham karma. Tadeva avidusham karma. Yuktaha abhiyuktaha. Yuktaha abhiyuktaha means what? Karma yuktaha. Isn't yuktaha means oneself, himself involved in activities. Karma yuktaha. Isn't it? Karmani yuktaha. Oneself being integrated. Oneself being integrated also. Even before jnanam, one must be integrated. There was no way of getting jnanam otherwise. Now even after jnanam, integrated person as integrated person is abhiyuktaha samacharan. Samachar means what? Performing well. This is over. Go next word. Avidvan. Agyaha. Katham. Karmasu. Sajjate. Iti. Aha. See. Avidvan karmasu katham sajjate. Avidvan karmasu katham sajjate. How does an agyani, now agyani means any human being, don't think of everybody's agyani, ignorant only. Any ignorant human being, except wise people, okay, how does any ignorant person perform karma? Isn't it? So he talks about the ignorant person generally. Actually, what does it mean when we say performance of actions? But what does the Ajnani think about performing karma? Isn't it? He says that. How do you assess that person is an Ajnani? That is explained in this verse.
ప్రకృతేః క్రియమాణాని ప్రకృతేః క్రియమాణాని ప్రకృతేః క్రియమాణాని గుణైః కర్మాణి సర్వశః గుణైః కర్మాణి సర్వశః అహంకార విమూఢాత్మా అహంకార విమూఢాత్మా కర్తాహమితి మన్యతే ప్రకృతేః క్రియమాణాని ప్రకృతేః క్రియమాణాని గుణైః కర్మాణి సర్వశః గుణైః కర్మాణి సర్వశః అహంకార విమూఢాత్మా కర్తాహమితి మన్యతే కర్తాహమితి మన్యతే. ఓకే, సి కర్మాణి క్రియమాణాని, కర్మాణి యునో కర్మ, కర్మాణి యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్, క్రియమాణాని ఇస్ అ నో ఆర్ బీయింగ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్, యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ బీయింగ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్, ఇసంట్ ఇట్? బై హూమ్? హూ ఇస్ ది పర్ఫార్మర్ ఆఫ్ ది యాక్షన్ హియర్? యు నో వెరీ వెల్ ది మ్యాటర్. Now, the matter basically is of the nature of constantly undergoing a change. That change itself, isn't it? The matter by itself cannot function, cannot be active, but the matter cannot remain, understand now, without undergoing a change. Matter is never by itself. Matter is inert, but still matter is of the nature of constantly undergoing a change. Therefore, the nature of the matter being such. Now, this, what about the physical body? Physical body is also gross manifestation. Modified form of the matter only is a material product. What about the subtle body, the mind, sense powers, the pranas? They're all what now? Modified forms of matter only, material products. Isn't body, mind and complex is nothing but a modified form of material product? They're all material only in nature. Therefore, and prakriti gunaha. Therefore, what all the functions are, what expressions of prakriti gunaha? Prakriti is a name for matter, original matter. Prakriti is a name for original matter. What is prakriti? Originally, what is matter? Matter is in fact nothing but undifferentiated, unmanifest powers. Three powers, when they are together undifferentiatedly, it's called undifferentiated, invisible, subtle power. Huh? Isn't it? No, three powers together is called prakriti. What's another name for prakriti? Maya. What is another name for maya? Avyakta, avyaktam. What's another word for prakriti? Avyakritihi. You have to remember all the words. Avyakritihi, avyaktam, maya, prakritihi. Understand now? You have so many words to use. Prakritihi means what? Unmanifest, invisible, imperceptible, subtle, original matter, wherein three powers remain together undifferentiatedly. This is called matter, prakriti, original matter. So this prakriti, when these three powers which remain unmanifest become manifest, okay, then they become differentiated, isn't it? Undifferentiated powers become differentiated when they become manifest. In unmanifest condition, you can't see what is Jnana Shakti, what is Ichcha Shakti, what is Kriya Shakti, you can't see, isn't it?
You like in a seed, when you see the seed, you can't see which is the root, which is the stem, which is the branch, no? Which are the flowers? You can't see inside the seed, all of them are there. But you can't differentiate them. Isn't it? In undifferentiated condition, unmanifest condition, all are unmanifest. Isn't it? Always in manifestation means what? They are differentiated. So three powers. Power of knowledge. The power, capacity to know. The power of knowing. The power of activity. Isn't it? And power of the inertia. Dravya shaktihi. Jnana shaktihi. Kriya shaktihi. Dravya shaktihi. Three powers. Dravya shaktihi means power of inertia. Inertness. And Kriya Shakti, power of activity. Jnana Shakti, power of knowledge. These three powers are undifferentiatedly together as a three-stranded string. Isn't it? When they are together, they are undifferentiated in unmanifest condition. So the unmanifest, invisible, undifferentiated three powers put together is the original matter which is called Prakriti. Is it clear now? Then that Prakriti, when the three powers become manifest, the manifest powers, when they are differentiated, how do you differentiate the powers again? Through the functions only, you understand. So the manifest powers are given the names three gunas. Jnana Shakti is called Sattva Gunaha. Unmanifest is what? Jnana Shakti. Unmanifest Sattva Gunaha is what? Jnana Shaktihi. Unmanifest Sattva Gunaha is what? Jnana Shaktihi. Unmanifest Kriya Shaktihi is what? Rajo Gunaha is what? Kriya Shaktihi. Unmanifest Tamo Gunaha is what? Dravya Shaktihi. And when you call them, okay, three gunas are what now? Manifestations of three powers are given three names. Jnana Shaktihi, Jnana Shaktihi means unmanifest power. Unmanifest Jnana Shakti becomes manifest, what is the name? Sattva Gunaha. Unmanifest Kriya Shakti means unmanifest. Becomes manifest? Rajo Gunaha. Dravya Shakti, power of inertia, unmanifest. It becomes manifest, inertia. Isn't it? Three powers. And these three gunas, can you see three gunas now again? Three, first they are unmanifest powers. Then they become manifest, they are called gunas. But how do you see them? Jnana Shakti you see as the, in the mind. You see the Kriya Shakti, you see all the functions. Isn't it? Manifest. You don't see this Rajogunaha, where do you see? That is why, predominantly any material product is a combination of all three powers only. But one power will be predominant there. Mind predominantly is Sattvic. Pranas are predominantly Rajasic. Isn't it? And body, tamasic, we know that very well. Isn't it? So, tamogunaha. So, that's why, this what about this body, mind, and complex? Body, mind, and complex, through their all, what now? Expressions of gunas, which are expressions, manifestations of Prakriti. Is it clear now? Prakritehe gunaha means this body, Prakriti's gunas alone are what? Prakriti is three unmanifest powers. Prakriti gunaha are what? Manifest powers are gunaha. Unmanifest powers together, Prakriti. Is it clear now? The three in one as a Prakriti. When one becomes manifest, becomes three. Is it clear now? Three powers. Then these three, where do you see now? Where do you see the gunas being manifest again? In the physical body, mind, complex. So what is the body, mind, complex therefore said to be what now?
ప్రకృతేహే గుణాః. దిస్ బాడీ మెన్షన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఈజ్ సెట్ టు బి ది ప్రకృతి గుణాస్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ నౌ? దేర్ ఇస్ నో గుణ యు సీ హియర్. గుణః వి హ్యావ్ సో మెనీ మీనింగ్స్, ఓకే, క్వాలిటీ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్, బట్ హియర్ ప్రకృతి గుణాః మీన్స్ బాడీ ఈస్ అ ప్రకృతి గుణః, మైండ్ ఈస్ అ ప్రకృతి గుణః. ఇసన్ విచ్ గుణః దట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు సీ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్. ప్రాణాస్ ఆర్ ప్రకృతి గుణః, సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ ప్రకృతి గుణాస్. అండర్స్టాండ్ నౌ? దర్ ఆల్ వాట్ నౌ? ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ఆఫ్ గుణాస్ ఓన్లీ. దెర్ఫోర్ ప్రకృతేహే గుణై కర్మాణి క్రియమాణాని సర్వశః. ఆల్ ద టైమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ వెరీ యాక్టివ్. దర్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై దిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ అలోన్. ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ది కెపాసిటీ టు యాక్ట్, బట్ స్టిల్ బీయింగ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, దే బికమ్ యాక్టివ్. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్ నౌ? దర్ ఆల్ యాక్టివ్. ఫర్ ప్రకృతేహే గుణై కర్మాణి సర్వశః క్రియమాణాని. But does the consciousness, Atma, do any activity here? No. Without Atma, body, mind, and complex cannot do any actions. But Atma by itself does not do any actions. So, prakrutehe gunaihi kriyamanani karmani. All the activities are being performed by prakriti's gunas only. Do you get what I'm saying? Therefore, he says,
how would you translate guna?
No, gunaha never translate. See, gunaha is another word. Gunaha means quality. Gunaha means in grammar we have something. The word gunaha has different meanings. Okay? But here, gunaha means expression of the manifestation of unmanifest power. It's called gunaha. You can't really translate gunaha, but it says gunaha. That is why people said, we say, even though we say, again it's a sattvic, aspiratic, no, we don't have actually, because this is not in other culture. That's the reason we don't have the words. Certain things, this understanding. Many words we can't find in English language, because mostly the vocabulary is possible in keeping with the, okay, so here, therefore, who is performing the actions? Body mentions complex. What are they? Prakriti gunaha. See, to say some simple thing, he makes such a big thing, just to make us understand this is a matter. But ahankara vimudhatma, aham karta iti manyate. But the ahankara vimudhatma, vimudha atma means, see the next line, atma means what? Mind. Vimudha atma means deluded-minded. Deluded-minded, who is this? Why is he deluded? What is delusion? Mohaha, isn't it? Vimudha is a participle. Vimohaha is a noun. Isn't it? Mohaha. Mudhatma, removedhatma, totally deluded person. Lack of one who lacks the discriminative understanding is a vimudha. Vimudhatma means the one whose deluded minded is the one whose mind does not have the discriminative knowledge of what is atma, what is not atma. What atma is not, that discriminative understanding he doesn't have. Is a vimudhatma. Why he does not have? That means he mistakes the anatma for the atma, atma for anatma also. Isn't it? He mistakes the anatma for atma. Mistakes anatma for atma. Therefore, he is called deluded. And such a person, one who thinks I am this much, the deluded, mistaking the body mind complex for the self, being deluded due to lack of undiscriminated knowledge, what does he do? Ahankara vimudhatma. Ahankaraha is what now? One who entertains erroneous notion about the self. Ahankaraha means wrong notion about the self. Erroneous notion one has about the self. Isn't it? He's got, is ahankara.
See, the one who has wrong notion about the self, there be one who mistakes anatma for the atma, one who does not have the discriminative knowledge is said to be ahankara vimudha atma. Such a person, he thinks, what does he think? Manyate, he thinks. What is it? Aham karta iti manyate. I am the doer. He very firmly thinks, he firmly believes, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Why I am the doer? That notion is very much there for him. I am the doer, I am the accomplisher. That notion is very much there. Shastram does not say it is wrong to have the notion, but Shastram only points out the notion is erroneous. See, the difference. Shastram does not say it's wrong to have the notion. Shastram does not say right to have the notion also. Shastram only says the notion you have about the self is erroneous. And erroneous notion will lead to what? Erroneous notion is because of what? Erroneous self-perception. Isn't it? That once you have, because of erroneous self-perception is due to the ignorance of the self. So ignorance leads to erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception leads to erroneous notion about the self, which is called ahankara. Thereby, what is the notion you entertain? Aham karta, I am the doer. That notion is there. Actually, are you the doer? Which you is the doer? Which of the you is the doer? You know what are you, first of all? You as an individual, you are composite of what? Are you the head? Are you the ears? Are you the nose? Are you the teeth? Are you the tongue? Are you the neck or back or front or hands or legs or thighs or no? Shanks or feet? What are you? Even here you have, no, all of them put together is me. You are not only this much, okay? You are not only this, which of? Without any one thing, you are not there. All of them together also, what? No, you are not, still you are what? More than that. What about the physiological functions? What about the sense powers? What about the powers of organs of actions? What about your mind? Come on, all of them put together also is not only this much. This is above, more than this. Isn't it? There's a truth of all of them, which lends life to all of them, which activates all of them, but it's mere presence, isn't it? The mind is functional, senses are functional, pranas are functional, body is capable of functioning because of what? Isn't it? What is that which blesses this inert body with life and sentiency? That is what? That is the actual self, isn't it? You do not know that is what is the self, actual self. You mistake the anatma for the atma. You don't even know what the atma is. And you do not even know that you do not know what atma is. You do not even know that you are mistaking the anatma for the atma. And you also have this wrong self-perception. And then you also have wrong notion about the self. Aham karta. Yet who know who is the doer? Body is the doer. Mind is the doer. Senses are the doers. Panas are the doers. But, isn't it? But you are not the doer. But without you, they can't be the doers, isn't it? Atma is not the doer, but there is no doer without the Atma. You can always say, Atma is the doer means a problem. But doer is Atma, so it's right. It is not doing without the Atma. So he says, in fact, the material expressions, these in the form of gunas, which are seen as the functions and activities of this body-mind complex, now have to be understood that all the functions and activities are being performed by this body-mind complex, which are the prakriti gunas. Actually speaking, ahankara vimudha atma aham karta iti manyate. It's this question of knowing, isn't it? It's a question of ignorance. The notion. Really speaking, Arjuna, are you a real doer now? That's what he's teaching in the process now. Prakrutehe. Prakrutihi. Look at Shankara beautifully explains now. Pradhanam. he gives one more word for prakriti, okay? Usually he used the word maya, he didn't use here. Pradhanam. Pradhanam is another word for maya, prakritihi, avyaktam, avyakritihi, all these things, okay? Pradhanam, say now. This pradhanam is a word mostly used in Puranas, Bhagavatam and all that. They use the word pradhanam for prakriti. Prakriti also is used, pradhanam also is used. Now he is explaining sattva, rajas, tamasam, sattva, rajas, tamasam. Abhin means all these sattva, rajas, tamas, tamo, gunanam. Samyavastha. Very beautiful. He has explained prakriti very beautifully. Samyavastha. Say now. Samyavastha means what? Same avastha. Same state. What if the same state means what? All of them together being undifferentiatedly. Prakriti is nothing but undifferentiated threefold powers being together. Samya avastha. Samya avastha means samanam. They all remain as one power. Isn't it? Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. All these gunas, three gunas, when they remain as an unmanifest condition, they remain together as one. It's called samya avastha. Is clear now? Suppose seed, in a seed is what? See, in a seed, the whole tree of multifarious parts remain together as one. Isn't it? The same way. Instead of the seed, all of them are, they remain together. It's called samyavastha. Vrikshasya samyavastha bijam. Isn't it? We see all the parts are together. It's called samyavastha. I have already explained to you. Tasyaha prakritehe gunaihi. So prakritehe gunaihi means vikaraihi. Vikaraha means what? Modification. By the modifications of the three gunas, which are manifest three powers. Three powers together unmanifest is called maya, prakritihi, pradhanam. Three powers together manifest as what now? Gunaha. Isn't it? And those gunas alone are what now? The modified forms, modifications of the prakriti alone is what now? He says this body mentions complex. Karya karana rupaihi. In fact, Shankara uses karya karana sanghata. Okay? Karya karana rupam means what? Karya rupam. Karyam here means the physical body, not to be done action. Okay? Karya means physical body and karana means what? All the instruments of knowledge and activities. Instruments of action, instruments of knowledge. Five senses and the mind are all instruments of knowledge and pranas, no? And the powers of organs of actions are instruments of action. Isn't it? Or the karanam. Karanam means that by which something is done. Karanam. That by which something is done is called what? Instrument is called karanam. So karanaihi. And karana, karya karana rupaihi means what? The gunas alone are in the form of karyam and karanam, he says. Karya karana rupaihi gunaihi. Don't say simply gunas. No, red car comes, rajo gunaha, red car comes and dances. It's all mystic belief, none, okay? No red car coming and white car going. Then all gunas are in the form of karya karanas. How do you see karya karana? Karya karana rupaihi gunaihi. Kaihi gunaihi. Prakritehe gunaihi. What is prakriti? Samyavastha. Kesham samyavastha. Gunanam. Kidushanam gunanam. He says sattva rajastamasam gunanam samyavastha prakritihi. Tasyaha prakritehe gunaihi karmani kriyamanani. Gunaihi karma. What? activities are performed by gunas, suddenly you ask a question, Savanaji, you don't even know what gunas are. How can gunas perform activities? So immediately Shankara gives, that's why Bhashyam. Understand now? He gives the explanation, come on, gunas means what? Karya karana rupaihi gunaihi. Understand now? These gunas are in the form of vikaraihi. Understand now, vikaraihi, gunas alone are modifications of gunas. Gunas are in the form of what? The karyam and karanani, physical body and senses. Body and instruments of knowledge and actions. Karyakarana rupaihi gunaihi. Okay, what is karyakaranam? Karyakaranani? Gunaha only. What are gunaha? Prakriti. You have to go from here. This is vikaraha. This is the vikara of gunas. Gunas are vikara of prakriti. Got the order now? You can never see guna separately. When you see guna means what? You have to see gunas in the whole being. Kriyamanani karmani. He says karmani means what sort of activities are performed by this body, mind, this complex, which are the modifications of this gunas, which are expressions of maya, isn't it? Three powers. He says here, laukikani shastriyani, laukikani shastriyani cha. So, say in Vedic culture, everything is sacred. Secular, nothing secular. Okay, for us, everything is sacred only. Secular, the very word secular is very funny. Okay, when they hear everything is sacred only. So here he says, laukikani shastriyani, mundane activities and all Vedoktam. Shastriyani means what? The Vedic rituals. Any karma. Or you can say, not only Vedic rituals, even anything emphasized by Shruti or Smriti also. Puta karma, all other activities, mundane activities and other activities which are recommended by Shastra. Sarvashaha, sarva prakaraihi, ahankara, vimudhatma. Okay, sarvashaha means what? Sarva prakaraihi. Sarvashaha is a word found in the text. What is the meaning, Rimi Shankara? Sarva prakaraihi, in all forms, any form of activity done by any of these gunas, whether the physical activity, oral activity, mental activity, or the registration, registering of perception, etc., the function sense organs, all forms of activities here. Sarva prakaraihi, in every way, in every, all forms of activities are being performed by body mentions complex, which are nothing but modifications of these trigunas, which are expressions of, manifestations of the prakriti. Threefold powers of prakriti. So he says, but what he says, now next look at this. Ahankara vimudhatma. Ahankara vimudhatma, want the deluded, minded, who has wrong notion about this self. What does it mean? Ahankara vimudhatma means the deluded, minded, who does not have the discriminative knowledge of Atma and Anatma, thereby who has the wrong notion about the self, is called Ahankara Vimudhatma. Such a person, what does he do? Karyakarana Sanghata Atma Pratyayaha. Ahankaraha. So Shankara does not explain the word ahankara imudhatma. He expects us to know, but I have explained to you. Then he is moved to the next one. Karyakarana. First he explains in that word ahankara imodhatma, first he takes the word ahankaraha. What Shankara does? That he takes the whole word ahankara imodhatma, then if he, how does he explain? He takes the first word ahankaraha. He explains what is ahankaraha first. Look at this. Karyakarana Sanghata Atma Pratyayaha Ahankaraha. See, Karyakaranam. So, Karyakarana. Karya Karana means, I told you, Karyam in this physical body. Karana means instruments of knowledge and activities. Isn't it? So, it implies what now? Karya Karana means body, mind, sense, complex. It includes pranas also, everything. The whole, isn't it? Sthula Sukshma Shariranam Sanghataha. Sanghataha means what? Complex. All of them put together constitute, isn't it? Not only, well, not the, just the body, not the, just the mind, because a human being, an individual, is a constitution of all of them, isn't it? So, karya karana sanghata atma pratyaha. Atma pratyaha means what? For atma is a word, isn't it? What is meant by pratyaha? So, maik pratyaha. This is maik pratyaha, known as, okay, that which is indicated by, implied by that word. For him, pratyaya for the atma is what? Karyakarana sanghataha. For him, atma is what? Karyakarana sanghataha is the pratyaya for the atma. Karyakarana sanghataha pratyaya atma pratyaya yasya. For whom, karyakarana sanghata is the pratyaya for the atma. He is said to be what now? Karya karana sanghata pratyaya. Sanghata atma pratyaya. Atma pratyaya, for what does it mean here? Karya karana sanghata. That means one who mistakes the body, mind and complex for the atma. One who has identity with the body, mind and complex. When you say, I am, when he says, for him, I am, means only the body, mind, complex, and no more than that. Isn't that? Nothing wrong. Relatively, it is very much true, but not absolutely, isn't it? So, here, one who does, for whom Atma is Karyakarna Sanghataha. He is Karyakarna Sanghata Atma Pratyaha. Okay? Thereby, what happens now? Sanghataha, isn't it? One has a wrong identity. One who mistakes the self for the non-self for the self. Isn't it? Thereby one who has the wrong notion. As you said, Atma Pratyaya means what? I am the body. I am the mind. I am the senses. I am intelligent. I am dull. I am, no, all the notions about the self. So here, Karya Karana Sanghata Atma Pratyaya means one who mistakes the anatma for the atma, thereby one who has wrong notion about the atma, I had to explain this, okay? Wrong notion about the atma is what now? The wrong notion is called ahankaraha. How does one have wrong notion about the self? Because of his mistaking the anatma for the atma. Isn't it? Therefore he says, that is ahankaraha. Then, tena ahankarena, by the ahankara, vividham, say now, nana vidham, mudha atma. Then he is totally deluded. Once you have aham buddhi, aham pratyaya in the body and mind and sense complex, then the mind, you are not deluded once, no, one way, no, nana vidham, totally in your deluded in many ways. Isn't it? Completely. Then he says, Atma here means antakkarana. See, Shankara gives a correct meaning. Atma here means antakkarana. Mudha atma. Antakkaranam. So, mudha atma in this context, don't think atma is mudha. Okay? Mudha atma means aham. Yeah, atma means mind here. Antakaranam yasya saha
ayam karyakarana dharma. Karyakarana abhimani avidyaya. See, karyakarana abhimani. He says karyakarana abhimani. Abhimani means what now? One who has abhimanam for the body mansions complex. It means what? One who has identity with the body mansions complex. One who has dehatma buddhihi. One who has essence in the body mansions complex. Aham pratyaha, isn't it? One who has in this body mansions complex. And the one who thinks this such a person is totally deluded. Avidyaya, why does he have this, the problem? Why is he, you know, vimudatma, ahankara vimudatma? Why ahankara is there? Why he is vimudatma? Vimudhata, the delusion is due to, isn't it? Ignorance only. So he says, avidyaya, you know, karmani, atmani, manyamanaha. Karmani atmani manyamanaha. He thinks, okay, atma is the doer. He sees the actions in the self. Atmani karmani manyamanaha. He understands karmas are of the self. Understand how he thinks? Tat karmanam aham karta iti manyate. He thinks, Shankara explained very beautifully, aham karta iti manyate. How does he come to this conclusion? What is the conclusion for Ajnani? Aham karta, I am the doer. How does he come to this conclusion? He explained very well, isn't it? He has what now? This karya karana sanghata atmani karmani karmani pashyati, isn't it? Karmani, where does he see the activities? He sees activities in the self. What is self for him? Karya karana sanghata is the self. What is I for him? Self. What is self for him? Self is karya karana sanghata. Where does he see the actions then? In the self. So what does he think now? Aham karta. Shankara gives the order. Why he thinks, I am the doer. What is this now? This is actually, this is ahankara. Understand now? Actually, this is what is ahankara. Aham karta is a notion about this self. Aham karta means what? Atma is the karta. Consciousness is the actor, the doer. Isn't it? But he doesn't even know about the consciousness. Isn't it? Just I am saying. When you say, hey, it's like that, isn't it? Consciousness is, I am the doer. That notion is there. He's called Imudhatma, he says. And once you have ahankara, once you have that wrong notion, then once you're deluded, and naturally, ahankara itself is possible because of what? Atma pratyaha, where? Karyakarana sanghata atma pratyaha. Very beautifully he says, karyakarana sanghata atma pratyaha. Pratyaha is always a word, a term, an indicator. See, upanetra pratyaha, pratyam vastu. Upanetra, specs, pratyam means what? The pratyaha is a word, isn't it? What is indicated by that? See, the meaning of the word atma for him is karyakarana sanghata. See, mike is a word. The meaning of the word mike is what? Specs is a word. Meaning of the word pratyaha. Specs ityasya padasya, isn't it? Pratyaha. Specs pratyaha. So, karya karana sanghata atma pratyaha. So, karya karana sanghata is the pratyaya. For what? If I say, mike pratyaha means what? Similarly,
the card. Then just then naturally there'll be this card, this pratyaha, and thereby what? Wrong notion about this self. Then that notion about the, that leads to many ways of highly deluded with ahankara moodhatma. And he naturally thinks what? Atmani karmani pashu. No? He sees the activities on the part of the self. How? What he sees is non-self. He sees the non-self as the self. Then he sees the activities on the non-self, which is mistaken for the self. Therefore, he thinks what? Self is the doer. Isn't it? It's okay. Leave it. We'll take it afterwards. Whereas, let's go next to us now. Punaha vidwan. What does the vidwan think then? Agyani thinks I am the doer. What does the Jnani think? And he is going to the next verse now. Yaha punaha vidwan tattva vittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagayo guna guneshu vartanta vartante. When you split the word, you can say vartante. Otherwise, the A goes. Guna guneshu vartante.
Guna guneshu vartante.
Iti matvana sajjate.
Iti matvana sajjate.
So, tattvavit. Say no? Tattvavit. Tattvamit means what? Knower of the truth. Vit means knower, isn't it? Veti iti vit. And tattvavit means knower of the truth, knower of the reality. Who is tattvavit? Atmavit. Atmavit is vidwan. Atmavit, vidwan, tattvavit, isn't it? All the words mean the wise person. Tu, whereas. Tattvavit, tu. Hey Mahabaho, O mighty armed Arjuna, every time Krishna has to make him feel, no, really, he has to make, there's a pep, isn't it? Hey Mahabaho, hey mighty armed Arjuna, he won't listen, you see, I had to call all of you, like something like that, to have the attention, no, he must have felt a little tired dose, no, Krishna also must, skipped open, luckily. Utterly, you won't believe, Jahidiji lost, so hot last week, very pleasant today. You escaped all the hard things. Today, they kept all the windows open. You opened it. We have a lot of air today, fresh air today. Otherwise, we tried, struggled to open one window. Anyway, so, hey Mahabaho, O mighty armed Arjuna, he's saying now, tattva vit tu, whereas, what does this, the ignorant person thinks I am the doer, what about the jnani, what about the wise person, what does he do? He says, guna karma vibhagayoho, say now, gunaha, guneshu vartante. See, there's a vibhaga. Guna vibhaga, karma vibhaga. Understand now? Guna karma vibhaga yoho. He knows, he sees very beautifully what is karma and what is gunaha. He knows very clearly what the self is, what the non-self is, what is the material product, and where the action is. It's called guna karma vibhaga. Understand now? He knows what is gunaha. Gunaha alone, isn't it? Gunaha means one guna, not all the gunas. Prakriti gunas alone, prakriti guna vikaraha eva, this body mentions complex. He knows very clearly. This physical body, these pranas, these senses, these powers of organs of action, this mind,
all of them are nothing but prakriti gunaha, guna vikaraha. They're all modifications of prakriti gunas only. They're all prakritikam, they're all bhautikam, pancha bhautikam only. It's called guna vibhaga. Thereby, and these alone, what now, are involved in activities. Body is involved in activities, mind is involved in functions. Understand now? The whole physical structure is full of functions. Cell dish is a function and all other functions are also happening here. Isn't it? All the physiological functions are happening. Mind also is going through three states of experience. Isn't it? Three states. It constantly undergoes a change of waking to dream, dream to, you know, deep sleep. These states are also definitely there. Occasionally dreams, otherwise deep sleep state and some sleep state and then waking state. Isn't it? So these states are there constantly. There is a karma. Karma, where is the karma? All these activities are all on the part of gunas only. He knows what the gunas are. He knows the whole physical body, mind, and complex, nothing but modifications of gunas, material products. And he also knows karma, what karma is all about. Not karma. Thereby, guna karma vibhagayoho. He says, then gunaha guneshu vartante. Gunaha, guneshu vartante. Gunaha means what? Everything is gunaha only now. Seeing power is gunaha. Eye is a gunaha. Object seen all is what now? Gunaha only. What is the object of perception? That's also matter, isn't it? That is also matter. The whole jagat is what now? Whole jagat is full of material products only. There's something which won't be clear now. Isn't it? If whole jagat is material, pancha bhautikam jagat, jada prapanchaha, when you say, prakritikam jagat means what? Whole jagat is material manifestation, isn't it? But for the matter to manifest as the whole jagat, there must be underlying reality, isn't it? That reality and matter are not two different things. Even the reality is not the matter, but there is no matter outside of reality. Isn't it? That fact here has become very clear for you. That will become clear later on. Don't worry. Now I tell you here, gunakar, because I have to go step by step, isn't it? I can't just... Gunakarma vibhagayoho gunaha guneshu vartante. Isn't it? Gunaha also is what now? Gunaha guneshu means now, the object of knowledge also is gunaha. Object of action also is gunaha. Isn't it? And then the actor, the doer also is gunaha. Doer means what here? The body or mind and gunaha. Everything is gunaha only. Gunaha guneshu vartante. Understand how? Okay, eye is involved in the function of seeing. Ears are involved in the function of hearing. Isn't it? Nose is involved in the function of smelling. Tongue is involved in the function of tasting. Skin involved in the function of, you know, touching. Sensing the objects. So then all of them are involved in their own functions. That means what? He has objectivity. Understand now? He does not see anything away from him, but he does not, listen now, does not see anything being away from the self, but he sees everything. Understand now? Understand, he sees, he knows very clearly, he's very objective towards all of them. Gunaha guneshu vartante. Gunaha guneshu vartante. All of them are involved in their own respective functions. All the gunas, activities are also gunas. The doers are also gunas, the actions are also gunas. Gunaha guneshu vartante. The function is a gunaha. The functional organ also is gunaha. Isn't it? Function and the functional, both are gunaha only. Isn't it? Therefore, those which are functional, they're all involved in their own respective functions, respective actions. Gunaha guneshu vartante. They know what karma is. They know what gunas are. Isn't it? Therefore, what now?
because of this vibhaga, isn't it? They see very clearly. They can see all the functions and activities also, gunas, and the functional also what now? Gunas. Gunaha guneshu vartante. Understand now, iti matva na sajjate. Na sajjate means what now? He really is objective towards all the functions and all of them. He is free from the notion, I am the doer. Being free from the notion that I am the doer is freedom from doership. That is what is implied by the word na sajjate. He does not do anything means, what does it mean? Don't think, does not, you study it, isn't it? Does not do anything means what? He does not think he is the doer. Not only he does not think he is the doer, he knows for certain Atma is not the doer. Self is not the doer. But there is no doer without Atma, the self. He knows that very clearly. Therefore, what is I for him? Now, who has shifted the I sense from body, mind, and complex, the Karnakari Sanghata, by knowledge to consciousness? How does the shift, cognitive shift, isn't it? The cognitive shift, not physical shift. Physically, how can he take the I in? No, the physical shift is not possible. The cognitive shift in his understanding, in the shift of I sense from body, mind, and complex to the Atma, thereby he knows what Atma is now. Therefore, Atma is not the doer. Isn't it? Therefore, he does not think I am the doer. He says what now? Everything gunaha guneshu vartante. The matter is involved in activities. Simple thing. To say, make it easy, matter, material products are involved in their respective jobs. Understand? That is the simple meaning. The material products, because ear does not do what the eye does. Eye doesn't do what the ear does. But still are all doing, isn't it? So, gunaha guneshu vartante, all the material products are involved in what? Their own respective functions, which are also gunas. Function of seeing implies expression of some gunaha. The seeing power also is manifestation, modified form of gunaha. Look at this. The function of seeing is expression of gunaha. Isn't it? The sense for also is a modified form of gunaha. Isn't it? And then the golakam also is modified form of gunaha. Look at this. Therefore, the gunaha guneshu vartante means what? Material products are involved in their respective activities. So what I is? I is not distant from the matter. Atma is not distant from the matter, but definitely Atma is distinct from the matter, isn't it? Therefore, he knows I, the Atma, is not away. I'm not saying I am, okay? I'm using only is now. I, the Atma, am not away from the matter, but I, the Atma, am definitely distinct from the matter. And matter is what? Gunaha. Functions are what? Gunaha. Gunaha guneshu vartante. Understand now? The self is not the doer. Atma is not the doer. Consciousness is not the doer. But there is no doing, no doer done possible without the Atma. This is what now? Having objectivity. Understand now? He is very objective towards what is happening cognitively. Isn't it? At the same time, he is free from his doing, but he is free from the notion that I am the doer. He is free from doership. This notion also helps him to do what now? He is also free from the enjoyership. He is free from the notion I am the enjoyer. He is free from the notion I am the doer. How is it possible for him? Both are doing. Understand now? Nagyani or Tattavitu. Agyani aham karta iti manyate. Tattavitu, what does he think? Aham is not the karta. I is not the doer. Conscious is not the doer. Atma is not the doer. I, the self, am the consciousness, not the doer. Okay? But there's no, therefore what now? The doer is what now? Is it clear now? There's no doer without the Atma, the self. Therefore, he is free, he has not given up the activities. He does not do activities thinking that I am doing, but he is doing with the understanding how gunaha guneshu vartante. Is it clear now? Gunaha guneshu vartante. How is it possible for him to know that? He knows guna karma vibhagayoho. Isn't it? He knows what is gunaha, what is karma. We'll need this. Tattvavittu Mahabaho. Okay. Kasya Tattvavit Guna Karma Vibhagayoho. So, Guna, say no? Vibhagasya Karma Vibhagasya cha Tattvavit. I told you Tattvavit is Atmavit. Remember, Atmavit means what? One who knows the truth, one who knows the self. But Shankaracharya, here he gives the meaning actually. What I said is based on this only. Guna Vibhaga. He says, Guna Vibhagasya Karma Vibhagasya cha Tattvavit. One who knows the truth of karma, one who knows the truth of gunaha, is the who? One who knows the truth of the self, one who knows the self is the one who knows what anatma is. One who knows atma is the one who knows the truth. One who knows the truth is the one who knows what anatma is. Thereby one who knows what gunaha is, what karma is. Isn't it? One who knows the karma separately, one who knows gunaha separately, who is the one? He knows the truth of everything. He knows the truth of the karma, he knows the truth of the gunaha also. Isn't it? See, the knower of the self is the knower of the truth of gunaha, knower of the truth of the karma. Isn't it? Guna vibhagaha, all about the vibhagaha means all about the gunas, all about the karma. Vibhaga means separately he knows. He knows them separately. He knows all, he knows the truth of all about karma separately, all about karma separately, all about guna separately. Gunaha. Karanatmakaha. Look, I'm sorry, I already told you, I'm still reading it. Gunaha means what? Karanatmakaha. Karanatmakaha gunaha means what? The gunas which are in the form of karanas. Karana means what? Instruments. Gunas alone are in the form of the instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions. Instruments of functions. That's all. Karana Atmakaha. Atmaka means what? Which are in the form of. Okay? So that means what? All the karanams, all the instruments of knowledge and activities are nothing but vikaraha. Modifications of gunas only. Matter. Gunaha means what? Matter. You can just say, then say no. Gunaha, when he says, his first guna, he says, he explains both gunas separately. First he says what now? Karana Atmakaha Gunaha. When he says, gunaha means here what now? Modifications of matter. Modifications of matter are in the form of what? In the form of these karanas, instruments of actions and knowledge, instruments of knowledge. And those instruments of knowledge and instruments of actions, which are nothing but modifications of matter, the gunas, where are they? Guneshu. Guna, again Gunesh is what now? Vishaya Atmakeshu. Vishaya Atmaka means what? In the form of objects. Gunas alone are in the form of what? Karanams. Instruments of knowledge, instruments of activities, and gunas are in the form of objects of knowledge and objects of actions also. Is it clear now? Gunas alone are in the form of everything. What is object of knowledge? Gunaha. Just say guna vikaraha. Guna vikaraha. What is gunaha? Prakriti vikaraha. You have to say what is gunaha? Prakriti vikaraha. Vyakta shakti is gunaha. Avyakta shakti is prakriti. Is it clear now? Avyakta shakti. Say now. Avyakta shakti prakriti. Vyakta shakti. Gunaha. Why I should say now? Avyakta shakti means in unmanifest condition they are three-stranded one string. But when the vyakta shakti, when you say what now? Vyakta shakti means they become three, isn't it? Three expressions. Therefore what? Vyakta shakti means three gunaha. So guna vikaraha means karya karana sanghataha. Vikaraha means what again? Modification, isn't it? Modifications, modified form. Anna vikaraha shariram means what? Modified form of food is this physical body, isn't it? Similarly, gunavikara means what? What is gunavikara? Sarvam gunavikaram only. Food is gunavikara. Eater is gunavikara. Eating is gunavikara. Eater, eating, eaten, everything is what? Gunavikara. Understand now? Doer, doing, done is gunavikara. Instruments of knowledge, gunavikara. Objects of knowledge, gunavikara. Instruments of functions, activities, gunavikara. Objects of actions, gunavikara. Understand now? Doer also is what now? Gunavikara. Seer, hearer, everything is gunavikara only. Understand now? Everything is so gunaha guneshu vartante. Is it clear? Shankara, at least thank God, he makes it very clear in this context. Gunaha means karanatmakaha. Sorry, karanatmakaha. First he said, in the form of gunas alone, in the form of instruments. Then, guneshu means what? Vishaya atmakeshu. So, karanatmakam also is gunaha. Vishaya atmakam also is gunaha. Everything is nothing but gunaha means what? Now you know what gunaha is. I'm very happy. At least you understand gunaha in this context. Whether you know? Because the word gunaha is something just been always confusing. People think of gunaha means sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha, gunas, you know, very sattvic, very rajasic, very tamasic, and then rajasic food, tamasic food. Understand now? Of course, we do talk about, every respect you can say, the whole jagat, activities, functions, behavior, the food eaten, the objects enjoyed, you know, the pleasures enjoyed, and the taste you have for everything you can see. What guna is predominant in the person, we can say that. Inclinations can tell. This is another way of, analyzing an individual. Seeing the thing, we can understand what guna is predominant in the person. There are many reasons, it's a different thing, okay? There are so many reasons, causes for the problems, that's a different thing. But still it is easy to, not difficult. So he says, gunaha guneshu vartante. What is it? It's called objectivity, isn't it? Does atma do the karma? No. Why? Actionlessness is atma. Isn't it? Changelessness is atma. Pervasiveness is atma. You have to read the second chapter. Nityaha, sarvagataha, achalaha, sthanuhu, I am sanatanaha. This is atma. How does atma do anything? In the atma, you can't say atma is not the doer. Then how? okay, you can't say Atma doesn't need to do anything. Without Atma, where will you do? Who? Isn't it? Where all these things are happening, where? Where is Gunaha? Where is Maya? Where does Prakriti exist? Where does gunas exist? Where do the modifications of gunas? Where do the karmas take place? For all of them, substratum, the substance, supportive substance is Atma. But Atma is not doing anything. Isn't it? Gunaha guneshu vartante. Now you can tell one thing. Whole jagat is trigunatmakam. Whole jagat is what now? Trigunatmakam. What about the body mind complex? Trigunatmakam. What about the whole jagat? Trigunatmakam. Trigunatmakam. Guna vikaram. You can just say guna vikaram jagat. Guna vikaraha lokaha. Guna vikaraha dehaha. Guna vikaram manaha. Everything is guna vikara only. But which guna is predominant in each thing? Everything has three gunas. But one will be predominant in everything. What is predominant is a different thing, isn't it? So, gunaha guneshu vartante. Understand? Now, what got the point now? So, what now? Iti matva na sajjate. Iti matva na sajjate. Na sajjate means what? Iti, okay, well, let's finish it now. Vartante, okay, guneshu, say now?
Guneshu.
Vishayatmakeshu. Vartante, na atma.
Na atma.
Ah, that you ought to say na atma.
Na atma.
Means what now? Even you can understand now. See, this sounds like Italian language, no? Your language. He's a Italian Shilama. So, na atma means what now? He jumps there, no? Atma na karoti, isn't it? Atma na, atma is not the doer. Kim karoti then? E gunaha eva kurvanti. Karanam, karanam, karma, karta, everything is what? All the karakas. You know the karakam? If you have studied Sanskritam, you would have learnt it. Karakani. You know that karta, agent of action, karma, object, isn't it? Karanam, instrument, isn't it? Samadha, upadhanam, isn't it? We have all the karakas. These karakas, if you ask who is the doer, what is being done, how is it done, where is it done, isn't it? All the answers, if you answer, all the karakas will come. You can say an auxiliary, no, this you can say, or ancillaries, actually we say all of them required for all the sahakari sadhanani, required for the karma. Isn't it? All are what now? Gunavikaraha. You get the point what I'm saying? So here, atmana karoti matva, iti matva, now say no? See, iti matva, matva literally means having thought. But here, having ascertained. Matva means what? Suppose I think, you know, I think I'm very thin. It's wrong, isn't it? Just by thinking one decides what one is, it is not a problem, isn't it? You should be ascertained. Ascertainment means what? Right knowledge. It is not just the thinking. I am Brahman. If one cannot think I am Brahman, just by think I am Brahman, what do you get? It's not thinking, isn't it? But thinking you are Brahman is a problem. Ascertaining you are Brahman is the, isn't it? The right thing. So, matva here means what? Having ascertained, having known the fact. What is the fact? Atma is not the doer. But who is the doer then? Gunaha are the doers. What are the actions now? Gunaha. What are the functions? Gunaha. Where are they now? Gunaha guneshu vartante. So all the gunas are in their respective. The doers are all gunas. And then they're all involved in the respective functions are also gunas. The objects are also gunas. Listen up. Iti matva na sajjate. Na sajjate means what? Saktim na karoti. Saktim na karoti means what? Does not attach himself. Na sajjate means what? Does not attach the self to the actions. Saktihi means attachment. Na karoti means what now? Does not do the attachment. Sanskrit expression. Does not do the attachment means what? He does not attach. What he does not attach? Does not attach the doership to the Atma. He attaches doership to what? The gunas. What are gunas? Karyakarana sanghata. Therefore, what is he free from? He is free from the wrong notion. He is free from the wrong notion. What is the wrong notion? I am the doer is the wrong notion. Which goes with I am the enjoyer. These wrong notions, he is free from the notions. Therefore, he is free from ahankaraha. Therefore, being free from ahankaraha, freedom from the erroneous notion about the self is freedom from unhappiness. Knows that? The once perception of the self changes, the whole jagat will look so different. The perception of the self is wrong, the whole jagat looks differently. All mind things conceive so many, all our conceptions, all our perceptions, we create lots of problems. Because of what? Because of the perception. See, the jagat is so wonderful. Your perception of the jagat always creates problems because it's always self-projection. I'm going to talk to you about this Srishti in Ishwara Srishti, Jiva Srishti in the Dirudhashi Veka. Then I'm going to talk to you here also later on. Listen now. The whole jagat is Ishwara Srishti. Wonderful, so beautiful, nice. This cannot be a source of sorrow. Understand now? The jagat becomes a source of sorrow only when you perceive it wrongly. You think 100% correct in your perception. Understand now? Still, now when you say there's light, that's okay, no problem. Understand? I'm not saying about that things. All our conclusions based on our perception, isn't it? Mainly emotional problems. They're all because of what? Your perception is always not 100% accurate. Definitely not. That perception of the jagat will completely change. Then you see the jagat being not a source of sorrow. Jagat cannot cause any problem to you if there is perception of the self changes. Look at this. That is why in simple language people say, you wear whatever color glass you wear, and you see the world in that color. Isn't it? People say simple expression, but it's a confusing example, okay? You wear green glasses and you see the whole jagat being green. It means what? Because you yourself having a wrong perception of the very self, understand now, and that is the source of sorrow. Self is a source of joy. Self is very happiness, very fullness source. Have joy, in fact. And self being the source of joy, self cannot cause any, so cannot be source of unhappiness. The jagat, which is also what? Manifestation of the same self only, cannot be a source of unhappiness. What is the source of unhappiness now? The wrong perception of the self. Erroneous self-perception is the source of unhappiness. Not the Atma, not the Anatma is a source of unhappiness. Atma, Anatma, Avivekaha is the source of unhappiness. Understand now? See, if at all I think there's anything which causes unhappiness for me, 100% Shastram says, this is absolutely because of your perception. Isn't it? Nothing can cause any harm to you. Nothing in the world can cause or bring sorrow to you. If you have objectivity, there's no objectivity. Because it's all very subjective. Everything what you perceive is, you see the way how you see. You don't see how it looks. Isn't it? It is very important for one to be able to see how a thing looks. It is very important, but it is very difficult to see how it looks. I always see how I see. I don't see how it looks actually. How it is, I don't see. Not even looks. How it is, I don't see. I see how I see. Isn't it? When I see something as how I see, it is subject. You are subjective in perception. If you see how it is, you are objective. If you are objective, it cannot be a source of pain or sorrow. You are subjective, it is a source of sorrow. Why you see the way you see, why you don't see as it is? Because you don't see what you are first. You don't even know. For you to see everything as it is, you should see from the very, isn't it? You should see correctly. For you to see the world correctly, thereby to understand the fact that world is not a source of pain or sorrow, you should see the self correctly. Isn't it? Therefore, Atma or Anatma, because Atma and Anatma are really differentiated. There is no two things really speaking. Anatma is nothing but Atma only. Understand now? But Atma is not Anatma. Atma is not the Anatma, but Anatma is nothing but Atma. Therefore, how can Anatma, which is Atma, be a source of sorrow? How can Atma itself be a source of sorrow? No. The source of sorrow is what? Atma, Anatma, Avivekaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.